from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russian missiles reportedly hit Iran. U.S. officials say as many as four Russian long-range cruise missiles launched from warships in the Caspian Sea fell short of their Syrian targets and crashed in Iran. The officials gave no information about exactly where the missiles might have landed or that they caused any damage. Russia's defense ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all were fired from ships and found their targets. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives surprisingly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of the month.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy will not have that fresh face. His path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last 5 years as a Speaker. UN envoy for Libya Bernardino Leon announced agreement on a new unity government for the divided nation, possibly ending 4 years of political turmoil. A member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He'll have three deputies, and a total of six ministers will make up a presidential council. Rival parliaments in Tripoli and in the east must still approve the unity government. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court made the ruling Thursday, amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit. This is VOA News.